just across the way from me at the state capitol. We are at the Governmental Consultant Services, GCSI. Our good friend Mike Hawks hosting us here today. Want to give him some thanks for letting us use his facility as we have access to all of these great lawmakers here in the state of Michigan, including Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall. Speaker Hall, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I want to ask you about the president's speech last night before we look ahead to the governor's speech tonight. Your initial thoughts were?
I really thought it was a good speech. You know, I think he did a great job of making a case for how his policies are bringing down costs, helping people save more of their money. And really, what a great job he's done on securing the border, bringing down crime. It was really a good thing. Even the work he's doing on most favored nation status to bring down drug prices by cutting out a lot of these middlemen, you can go right to Trump RX and get much bigger discounts on your drugs. So he's doing a lot on health care affordability, no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security, securing our nation, securing our borders, and keeping us safe. So I think there's some good things that he's talked about.
You were actually featured in on the White House social media account for the no tax on tips, no tax on overtimes. That has had a significant impact here on workers in Michigan, has it not?
Yeah, and one of the things I was able to get in a deal with Gretchen Whitmer last year was no tax on tip, overtime, Social Security, and your state taxes. So when people are filing their taxes this year, they're going to get that amplified for their federal taxes and their state taxes. So we estimate the average Michigander will save $1,500 if they're a tipped worker on their taxes. They'll get $1,500 on average if they're an overtime worker, and about $500 on their Social Security if they're on Social Security. And you know, many people will get more than that, but by amplifying that working families tax cut, we got that done. I was at the White House a couple weeks ago meeting with some of the cabinet secretaries talking about issues important to Michigan, and I had the opportunity to make that video.
Yeah, to be featured in that, I thought was really, really impressive. Let me ask you about some of the priorities here in the state of Michigan. I feel like, on the outside looking in, that you and the governor, in this political climate, work about as good together as we see in politics these days. Last night, you know, Democrats are sitting on their hands about is your priority for American citizens or for illegal immigrants, it just looks like there is such a divide in this country. What would you say to people on the outside about working together, working across the aisle? Because you guys have gotten things done together.
We have, yeah. And, you know, you don't have to oppose everything just because the other party is proposing it. Now,
you don't? I thought that's what you had to do in 2026.
I know. what I've tried to do is I've tried to put bold ideas on the table, and I've tried to put them through our chamber and put votes on the line. What the politicians usually do up here is they're afraid to take bold positions. They're afraid to go on the record. I think that's one of the reasons the Democrats lost the House and I became Speaker was they played it safe. I mean, you heard Mike Duggan come out and say when these guys controlled everything in government, they did nothing. The voters voted them out of office. Michigan was the only House chamber in the country that flipped last election. And President Trump did well in other states and it didn't flip. So I came in, I said, we're going to be bold, we're going to lead on the issues that matter to people, and we're going to challenge the other party to put their ideas on the table. Someone has to make a first move. So I've made that first move.
Talk to me about that.
On roads, the governor reciprocated, we got a deal. Now we're funding roads. Now I'm doing that on tax reform. I'm proposing the biggest tax reform in Michigan's history. And I'm challenging Governor Whitmer to come to the table with a plan. Just because this is Governor Whitmer's last year doesn't mean we have to play it safe. It doesn't mean we have to coast. You know, her and these Senate Democrats, and a lot of them, maybe they're thinking about their next job, which is why I want to ban the politicians from becoming lobbyists, by the way. We're working on that. But let's focus right now. We still have time where we can do bold things to help people. That's why I put forward the biggest tax reform in Michigan's history. I want to end the property tax, the state property tax. That'll save the average homeowner $900 a year. I want to get rid of the personal property tax, which is a huge tax for our small businesses and adds a lot of cost to our energy bill. And then I want to force the utilities to lower their rates by $1 billion so we get about $200 a year in savings on our energy bills. I want to also eliminate this pop-up tax. Florida is doing it. You know, the reason some of those property tax reforms of the past didn't work is because you sell your home and then your taxes go up two or three times on the value of your home. We want to get rid of that pop-up tax. And then we're looking at replacing it with a service tax on some services. And I would say what we've done is we've exempted what I would consider essential services like health care, personal care, landscaping, a lot of those everyday services you use. And there's enough money there where you can replace most of this funding by taxing things like AI services and limousines and private jets and a lot of these other services that people have discretionary money. They're not as price sensitive. We can replace most of this tax with that. And the net result is working families in the state are going to save thousands of dollars.
And that sounds incredible. All of that sounds incredible. But how does that work get done? I mean, I saw this this recently. This is states gaining the most population, states losing the most population. North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Nevada, Texas, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Idaho gaining the most population. People are moving to those states. Donald Trump won all 10 of those states. States losing the most population. Mm-hmm. California, New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Colorado, Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Hawaii, and Connecticut. Kamala Harris won 9 of 10 of those states. What is the policy where that is driving people out of those states? All of these high taxes, you talk about eliminating all of those taxes. You hear that. Look, I'm about to write a check tax time next month. And you're like, what are we doing here? All of these taxes. How do you get that work done? It sounds great.
Yeah. Well, I did it last year with the Rhodes deal. We're going to work really hard to do it this year. And I think you got to keep the pressure on the others. But to answer your question, the states that are growing are cutting their income tax and property taxes. They're making their business more customer service, customer friendly, cutting regulations. And then the states that are struggling are the ones that are raising their taxes and not working to help their existing employers grow. So in Michigan, we're out headhunting, looking for big deals. That's what Governor Whitmer's been doing. Instead of focusing on growing and making it easier for our existing employers. So that's what we've got to do is make a better environment locally and cut some property taxes and income taxes. This is the first step.
I've got about a minute left. Let me ask you about education. How do we improve education in this state? Because being ranked 44th or anywhere near that is not great. I was just at the Detroit Policy Conference last month a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things you hear about these corporations, if we don't have an employee base to hire because K-12 education is not there, how do we in good conscience not only bring a business here but keep a business in the state?
So governor's proposed some changes on literacy, and I'd like to work with her on that and get more investment in literacy and also accountability for schools so that we know they're performing on the literacy requirements we put in place. If we can do that, we can be more like states like Mississippi, which have greatly improved their reading, and that'll unlock a lot of other things.
I'd love to continue this conversation with you, Speaker Hall. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
You got it. Matt Hall, the Michigan House Speaker, previewing tonight's State of the State. Coming up next, the big three in the state of Michigan. We'll have that next. 760 WJR.